USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A funeral service on Long Island for New York City Police Officer Jonathan Diller.
We mourn the tragic death of one of our own, Police Officer Jonathan Diller.
That is New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Thousands of police officers from across the country and Canada at the funeral Saturday for fallen New York City Police Officer Jonathan Diller in Massapequa, New York. He was 31 and on the force just 3 years. Officer Diller shot and killed during a routine traffic stop in Queens by a career criminal, a man with a long rap sheet, 21 prior arrests. He leaves behind a wife and one-year-old son.
USA's Laura Winters. Former President Donald Trump will be on the campaign trail this week. He's heading to Wisconsin and Michigan, as recent polling shows the race between Trump and Biden tightening in both key swing states. Interest rates not going to fall anytime soon, according to the chair of the Federal Reserve, USA's John Schaefer.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell stated that lowering interest rates would not be suitable until officials are assured that inflation is progressing toward the Fed's 2% target.
February is lower, but it's not as low as most of the good readings we got in the second half of last year.
Speaking from San Francisco Friday, Powell referenced the latest inflation data, which he indicated aligns with the central bank's projections.
Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice is being sought in connection with a multi-vehicle crash that left a number of people injured in the Dallas area over the weekend and may have involved high-speed racing. Police say a car registered or leased to Rice was involved in the six-car crash Saturday night. So far, there are accounts of a pair of sports cars racing along a highway causing the crash, leaving at least two injured, suspects immediately fleeing the scene on foot, according to witnesses. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Two people have been charged in connection with a fire that resulted in the death of a fire chief in North Carolina. Captain Ronnie Metcalf of the Lexington Fire Department passed away on Friday after sustaining burns covering 60% of his body a few days prior. The incident unfolded when firefighters responded to a house fire shortly after midnight on Tuesday. Seven juveniles are recovering from injuries sustained in a weekend shooting at an Indiana shopping mall. It happened Saturday night at a mall in Indianapolis, where six of the seven victims were reported to be hospitalized in stable condition. The Trump campaign looking to take in big money from Republican donors in Florida in the coming week. USA's Laura Winters reports.
Former President Trump is hoping to raise more money than President Biden did in New York at a huge upcoming fundraiser in Palm Beach on April 6th. The Biden campaign raising a record $25 million at the event at Radio City Music Hall. Trump says he hopes to raise more than $30 million at the party at Mar-a-Lago. Now, the fundraiser will be hosted by New York hedge fund billionaire John Paulson, who has been mentioned by Trump as a possible Treasury Secretary if he is elected in November.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard and her husband have separated. The 32-year-old woman convicted of orchestrating her mother's murder a decade ago. Blanchard deleted all her public social media accounts earlier this month, but she used her private Facebook page to announce her split from her husband. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.